7:30 WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. I'm joined now by Stephen Dinan of the Washington Times. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. All right, Republicans are going to go after the White House over Solyndra documents. That's the headline. What's it all about?
So the House Energy and Commerce Investigative Subcommittee earlier today voted to issue voted to authorize subpoenas for the whole host of documents. It's actually sort of unclear exactly how wide a net they're going to cast, but it's they essentially say they've been stonewalled by the White House. They've been trying to get documents on the actual communications that White House officials may have had with Solyndra shareholders, Solyndra executives, just anybody essentially involved with Solyndra decision making, and the House Republicans want to see whether there was untoward influence there. So as of this morning, the chairman of the full committee, Energy and Commerce Committee, is now authorized to issue those subpoenas if and when he decides it's appropriate to do. Hmm. Today's vote was really the big key step.
Yeah, yeah. This is what I envision. You hear that? That's the shredding truck backing up to the White House right now.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, shredding is obviously that's criminal, and if that gets found out, it'll be interesting to see what ends up happening here. I actually sort of think that, and when we talked about the other subpoenas that came out, this is actually the second set of subpoenas that have been authorized this week. The previous ones were for Homeland Security data by the House Judiciary Committee. Just as in that situation, I actually sort of think that this is one where the threat of the subpoena alone will potentially shake things loose. And just like in the other situation, once it became clear that the committee was prepared to do a subpoena, all of a sudden the White House started negotiating, saying, oh, no, we really want to get you the data. We just need to narrow down the request. So the threat alone seems to be shaking things and actually getting somewhere. But the fact that the Republicans have taken this step now twice this week does signal sort of some growing concern about stonewalling and then just butting heads between the executive and Congress.
Yeah, I understand Henry Waxman wasn't a real happy camper over all of this.
No, and you know, his point in this, it's an interesting point. He says that when he was chairman, he's been chairman of a bunch of different committees with subpoena power, and he said when he was chairman, obviously a lot of subpoenas went out for executive departments, you know, Treasury, the basic cabinet departments, but he said he never once issued one against the White House itself. He said that was a step that he just felt wasn't respectful for Congress to take, even when he was going after documents for President Bush a couple years ago. He said that what they did is they got together with the White House counsel and worked things out. And so that was what he proposed the committee do, was continue those discussions with the White House. Republicans said they were just at the end of their rope, that it essentially took these sorts of threats to actually get anything done. And so that they don't continue to get stonewalled, that they want to go ahead and have the authority to issue the subpoena to actually make sure that things get done. And in some ways, some of this may be an issue of, in basketball terms, running out the clock and clock management. Energy Secretary Chu is scheduled to testify before this committee on the November 17th here in a couple of weeks. And so I think one of these things, Democrats have actually wanted to postpone the actual subpoenas until right before that, and Republicans said no, pushed ahead to go ahead with this today, I think in order essentially to try and make sure they get as much of the documentation before he comes up to testify so they can actually ask him questions about this as well as, I should be careful here, they have already gotten some documents out of the Energy Department, actually. So they've been able to get documents with threats of subpoenas and whatnot, have been able to get documents out of the cabinet agencies before, and the key step here today is essentially going after White House documents, so much so that the request, we'll see what they actually end up requesting, but the request could include, according to Democrats, could include everything down to the president's travel plans and that sort of stuff, because obviously he and the vice president both gave their essentially personal stamp of approval to Solyndra.
Congressman Fred Upton of Michigan, he was upset that evidently some of these documents were released to the press yesterday, but not to him.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked about that. If you wanted to know why Republicans don't really think that the White House is necessarily playing fair and straight with them, that would be evidence number one. So late last night, apparently, the White House released about, I think it's 1,200 pages or so of documents that had been requested by the committee before, and but apparently, according to Upton, the chairman of the full committee, the White House released the documents to the press before they actually delivered them to the committee, and so Upton said, you know, that's not really acting in good faith. So at this point, the well is poisoned, and neither side thinks the other side. Democrats say the Republicans are on a fishing expedition by asking for so much in such a broad request, and Republicans say, look, we don't know what's out there, and you stonewall us at every point, so of course we're asking for everything. So neither side trusts each other, which is it's a bad recipe for cooperation, but, you know, in terms of what the founders intended for the two branches to be competing with each other, it's probably a great thing for voters.
All right, but, you know, here's what's funny about that. I always hear these document dumps, you know, and they always come late at night, or they come on a Friday evening for the weekend so that they don't get all the coverage. But I also envision someone walking down the hall at the White House, opening the window and just kind of chucking a bunch of pages out on the lawn just for the vultures to pick up. I mean, how do they actually do that? What's the physical process of releasing this information?
It comes in all sorts of different ways, and you know, there are, at this point, everything is, just about every communication is electronic,
yeah.
And so that it's actually pretty easy to hand over a CD-ROM, though apparently there were, according to Upton, there were actually boxes of paper documents that were also delivered in the case of last night's delivery. So, you know, the number of pages you're talking about tens of thousands of pages that have apparently already been turned over. And one of the things Democrats said that they had a couple of interesting defenses. One of their defenses is the reason to narrow the request is so that the committee doesn't get sidetracked on a lot of useless documents. And, you know, I don't know how to evaluate that other than as a reporter, when I'm looking for documents, I want them to give me everything, and
yeah.
Then I get to decide whether what I'm looking at is valuable or not. And so, you know, it's a very real concern when these documents come out. There's absolutely sometimes an attempt to flood you and hope that the good stuff gets lost, though in this case, I think everybody – the investigators know what they're looking for, so getting lost in the midst of the documents is probably not a danger.
Yeah, I'm going to throw a curve at you here because I really don't know if you're up to speed on this or not, but Beacon Energy was in the news, and this other company, NR1, was in the news for getting government money in some capacity, either through a grant or through subsidized loans. I'm curious, when they request documents regarding Solyndra, are they also looking into other cases or other companies that were awarded money?
You know, it's again, you're right on top with this stuff. After I wrote the story, I actually got a heads up that the Oversight and Investigations, Oversight and Government Affairs Committee, which is the chief overall investigative arm of the House, actually sent a letter yesterday to Energy Secretary Chu asking him, they're conducting their own investigation into other loan guarantees, and they sent a letter yesterday essentially telling Secretary Chu he wasn't responsive to their first request and demanding that he actually come up with answers on those loan guarantees. So there are still other Republicans looking into that. So a lot of investigations out there, and you're exactly right. There are folks who are interested in exactly those things.
Yep. All right, Stephen, always good to talk to you. Thanks for your help.
My pleasure.
See ya. Stephen Dynan of the Washington Times.